Blog Talk Radio.
None compares to you. We give the glory. We give you all. Your name is power. failure to declare it. Say, who would it?
Amen, amen. Good evening, family. Who would love and serve a God like this? Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Cherry, on What's the Word? On Women Speak Now for Thursday. Amen. I want to thank God. I thank God for another day on this platform, but I want to thank also, I thank God for Pastor E for allowing me another opportunity to share a word that the Lord has put on my heart. Amen, family. Family, let's begin in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly come to you to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, just for crossing us over to another year, 2020. New vision, new actions, new ideals, new mindsets. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we seek more of you. We seek more of you, Father, to have deeper relationships with you, to have deeper. To get to know more of you, Father, to know you, to get in the mind, to know, have that mindset of Jesus Christ through your word, Father. And also, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that I am you. I am you tonight as your vessel to deliver this word, Father, that has been on my heart. I pray, Father, and I petition my prayers to you and your son, Jesus Christ's almighty holy name. Amen. Family, tonight, this subject has been stirring in my spirit. And it's don't get caught up in the things of the world. When we was growing up, you know, people would be out there, they'd be showing themselves and doing things. And I would hear my grandmother and my mom say, they of the world. But, you know, when you're kids and you don't know the word of God, you didn't know. So tonight, family, I'm going to try and share with you. I'm going to let the Lord use me as a vessel to share this message. Amen. First, we're going to start with 1 John 2:15-17. And it reads, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world is passing away. and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen. Family, when you think about worldliness, it's a force. It's a spirit in the atmosphere, and we know the ruler of the atmosphere. It's a spirit that can just take over the atmosphere. It can be a selfish spirit. It can be a pleasure-seeking spirit. It can be a material-seeking success spirit. It can be a pride of everything. Some people have pride and forget to give thanks to God. That's the pride of spirit. It can be a self-centered, ambitious spirit. But these things, these spirits there, they might not necessarily be denying God, but they're ignoring and forgetting the word of God. Amen? I'm telling you, family, I remember Mom saying, in the world, but we're in the world and not of the world. Amen? And as believers, all of us as believers, we know our heaven, we can have heaven right here on earth. All we have to do is stay in the presence of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Here on earth. And a lot of times we have to stop family. We have to stop ourselves. Stop trying to put, we might be a square, we try to put ourselves in a circle. That's when you're trying to be of the world. Amen, family. Sometimes we have to, there's a lot of times we have to just fast. We have to fast from ourselves. We have to fast from TV. We have to fast from social media. I've been saying I need to fast. Amen. Because when you fast, you have more time to get into his word and let him speak to your spirit. And I tell you, just fasting from some of the things. Amen. Matthew 18 and 18 tells us, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. There's some things that we have to take care of, some things that's within ourselves. Amen, family. I tell you, our Father, our Heavenly Father God, he has given us time. He's given us time to get right. Get right before coming of Jesus. I mean, the time is now. And we know John the Baptist, he said, we all have to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yes, when you believe. Sometimes we have to just ask ourselves, are we ready? Yes, we have to ask ourselves, because I tell you, the evil one, he's out there. Oh, I thank God that he has given us the power to rebuke him. Because he's out there, that spirit will get in him if you don't stand to the word of God. I know personally, I have to, and I have to pray. Amen, family? And sometimes I have to pray against myself. Oh, yes, I have to pray against my own flesh. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank him for his word, because his word, oh, my gosh, his word. Yes, I thank him. And, family, some of us, we believe we just profess Jesus' name as our Lord and Savior. We have to, that don't mean nothing. He's still going to try and come after us. Oh, yes, he will, but we have to rebuke him. Amen. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, it tells us, beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, right now on earth, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And it says, do not be conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Family, you know, before I was just reading his word, reading my Bible, and I shared this earlier with Pastor E because it dropped in my spirit. I have just been reading my Bible, and when you're reading, but you have to do more study. You have to get into his word. And Pastor E, he teaches on that. It's F-U-R-A. You got to get familiar with it. You got to get understanding. got to get revelation to apply it. I tell you, now I'm studying his word. I'm studying his word to get more understanding. And he tells us, when he says in Romans 12, when he says, do not be conformed to the world, he put emphasis on renewing. He didn't say renewed. It's renewing because it's a constant process, renewing the mind, renewing the mind. That's why Pastor E and TNT Prophetess Sharon, they have the mind series. It's tomorrow night at 7 p.m. They're teaching on the mind series. It's been every Friday, but this is something we all have to get because our mind, that little member up in our head, that controls all of our actions. Before we think about anything, it's in our mind. You have control over your mind. This is why we pray for all the minds that's running out there. All the minds that's running out there, some of their minds are on altars from drugs or anything misuse. We pray for their minds because those minds, they're not at their self-satisfaction. So we pray to Jesus to bring them back and restore their minds and renew their minds. Amen, family. And the will of God, the power of God can do that. Amen, family. Oh, God, his word is so powerful, family. But we have to make sure we get into his word to let the power work within us. Amen, family. Out of us, we have to truthfully ask ourselves, who are we going to choose? Are we going to choose the world or are we going to choose God and his kingdom? I tell you, the choice, we all have a choice. Choice, so yeah, we choices. I thank God that he has forgiven me for the bad choices I made back in my life. I thank God for he's a God of another opportunity. But once we make that decision to say, a true decision to say, I'm going to follow God. And it's a true saying, family, that you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. A lot of people are in your path to help you get there. But sometimes the enemy can do things to upset that. But when you have that power within you to rebuke the enemy, you can do that. Amen, family? When we make up our minds to do things, my mom used to say, decent and in order. Yes, that means letting our yes be yes and our no's be no's. I tell you, I always look at the little kids when they put their minds on no, they mean no. We have to be just like the little children. I tell you, family, some of us, we go hard. We go hard. We have to go hard with this new mindset. Withholding nothing. I tell you, we all have physical places. We have physical places, jobs we have to go to. Yeah, we have to, and it's great. It's great to be able to go to work. I tell you, but whenever and whatever we are doing, we got to be thankful and thank God and let the Christ be in us while we're there. Amen, fam. This is all for the glory of God. I tell you, the world, here we go, in the world, not of the world. The world offers cravings. It offers so many cravings for physical pleasure. Physical pleasure from the flesh to I want to do this, I want to do that. But he told us to walk in our spirit. Amen, family. That's why spiritual fasting is necessary. I've noticed sometimes just closing down, opening his word, nothing but quiet. I get so much out of it. So we have to fast. Sometimes we have to shut down the TV, shut down social media. Social media is an avenue we all use. Amen, family. But sometimes we need that fast. And the Lord will let us know when we need that fast. I tell you, family. We pride ourselves in our accomplishments, yes, and possessions. But everything we have to make sure all that glory belongs to the Lord. Because it's He that makes all that possible. Oh, tells us, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That is Mark 8:36. Family, what profits to lose your soul? My God. Oh, yeah. I tell you, folks are going, they're going hard. They're going hard to get things. They're going hard to get things, to get to places. And, yes, many are going nowhere. Because this is what we said. Everything you do, it's not for your sake. You should be doing it for the sake of the Lord. Amen, family. Some of us are missing the mark. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, these earthly things, they will not, we cannot take none of these earthly things with us. Amen, family. We need things, we all need things here on earth. We need things in our life so we can, and we thank God that he has provided them for us. I've heard people graduate out of 4-year universities and above. Oh, I did this, I did that. And you hear the conversation, well, I'm wondering, when is our thank God? I thank God for allowing me to do that. Everything. When he wakes your eye, open your eyes first thing in the morning, that's the first thing you do. I thank the Lord. Because I don't do it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We would know this. We would know these things and know that the Lord does this if we don't get in his word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Family, I'm telling you, we must be sold out as believers of Christ, Heavenly Father God and his word. Like I said, read it, meditate on it, and apply it to our lives. This is what I'm saying. Pastor E, he's teaching on that. It's, I call it FURA, F-U-R-A, familiarity. Once you start reading it, Pastor E, go a bit deeper here. I'm going to let him do it. I'm not going to go deep into it. Understanding, revelation, application. But I'm telling you, we can get familiar with it by reading it. Then we try and apply it. Then you say, oh, I didn't miss that. Where's my understanding and where's my revelation? That's the revelation when God is speaking to our hearts. And he's going to tell us how to apply it to our walk, to our life. Amen, somebody? He even told us, let us not perish for lack of knowledge. My God. His work. Ephesians 4:11-12. It tells us, and he himself gave some. He gave some to be apostles, pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for edifying the body of Christ. Amen and hallelujah. I thank God for pastoring, Provoke to Purpose Ministries and our Now Network family, Prophet Dwayne, Pastor Brenda, Pastor Valor, Prophetess Lisa, Pastor Dwayne, Minister Charlene, Evangelist Valentine, and I also thank God for our new covenant partners, Prophetess Taryn and her TNT team. I tell you, because for their giving, they're giving of themselves and sharing the word of God. They're sharing it freely. And, yes, we have to sow and support and sow into these ministries, sow into where we're going. Amen, family? Because I'm telling you, this is lifetime. And I say all glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, hallelujah. This is what, family, this is what he means. And then he said, in the world, and not out of the world. There are so many avenues available to know God through his word. I thank God for the sharing of his word that goes forth on Facebook. We have Facebook Live, so many live videos. We have the watch party, and also, family, we have YouTube videos. There's YouTube videos of the teaching, where you can go on and hear them again, because sometimes when we hear it live, we don't get as much as when we go back and hear it and review it and listen to it again. But you can go to YouTube. Once you go to YouTube on these videos also, like them and share them. Amen, family. And that's all glory be to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, because sometimes when we share it, that just may be a message that someone somewhere out there may need to hear that message right there. Glory to God. Because I'm telling you something, I have been on the line, and I said, oh, yes, that word was me. Because God, he will use a person when he's trying to get your attention. Amen, family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, all glory be to God. Last night I was able to sit in Prophetess Taryn and Pastor E, their teaching. And they did some in the TNT family. Serious teaching on the five languages of love. It was awesome. I felt I was so blessed. Yes, and I received. I declare the point of no return. And commitment. A commitment to love. To love. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Love one another as you love yourself. If you guys didn't see that, if it's on Facebook Live or YouTube, go in and listen to it because it was some awesome teaching, awesome words. All glory to God. Amen, family. I tell you, he has given us all these. He has given us these evangelists, prophetesses, ministers, and he has given them to us so that we can all seek him. Seek him more and elevate closer to him. We can go out and make disciples. We can tell somebody. We can share Jesus. I tell you, I always say glory to God and I thank him. The more of his word we get in with us, within us, the less of us it'll be. And I tell you, I thank the Lord all the time because his word tames this flesh and kills this flesh. My God, my God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him for forgiving me for taking so long to say yes. Glory be to God. I tell you, his word will kill our flesh and it will transform our mind. It will transform the way we think, the way we think, the way we look at people, the way we think about people, the way we think about circumstances. No, thank you. All glory to God. I know God got this. I have prayed, and I believe. Amen, family. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Again, we are in the world and not of the world. I tell you. But there's a lot going on in the world. Thank you, Jesus. But, it's good to know what's going on in the world. We can cut on the news and see what's going on in the world. Because when we cut on the news and see what's going on in the world, we know where our prayers are needed. And that's where the Lord may want us to focus our attention and pray for a certain one, pray for certain things that are going on. Amen, family. That's why we have to have our minds. Our minds have to be strong, strong in the Lord. I always say, finally, my God, finally, strong in the Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I tell you something, this is why we say, if the mind is not strong and not spirit-led, you may tend, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot going on in this world. A lot of people tend to mimic sinful nature. They're going on in the world and they see it on TV and then the next thing you know, someone's doing it somewhere. That's the spirit that they've picked up. Yeah, the world is busy. It's busy. I tell you, people are moving around, doing their own thing. I didn't say things. They're doing their own things. Yes, some of them are chasing money, which can be the root of all evil. My God, my God. Chasing money. Sometimes we have to really ask ourselves, if Jesus was to come back right now, while we're on this broadcast, I said that. What would I be on the judgment? Sometimes we just have to ask ourselves. That's why it's always constant to do self-examining of ourselves. Where do I need to improve? What do I need to do to change? How can God change? You know, it's we all can have room for improvement. Amen, family. Yes, that's why I said we got to ask ourselves that question. Because we're all accountable. we're accountable for our own relationship, our own past. Yeah, we got to pay for that past, whatever. We got to have to be accountable for it. And our relationship is personal with him. Not, I can't hang on Pastor E's relationship, my mother's, my grandmother's, my sister's, my brother. I have to have my own. We all have to have our own personal relationship with him. Amen, family? I tell you, God, I thank God that we have great mentors that introducing and sharing the word of God. Amen, family? I tell you, his word is so good. I always say, I'm not perfect. I never will be perfect. But I tell you, ooh, thank you, Jesus, the word. But I'm seeking more of him. I want to know more of him. I want more of him in my relationship so I can share with others. Amen, family? I tell you, the word of God, in the world and not of the world. My God. I'm looking at family. So many are getting excited. They're getting excited right now. Things are happening. People are getting excited. They're getting excited about February 2nd, Super Bowl. And they're trying to change it to Saturday, February the day before first, because they're saying a lot of people at Super Bowl not make it to one. Amen? But, yes, I love sports. I love the Lakers. I love the Dodgers and the Raiders. But I haven't been able to watch no game because I love the Lord more. And I know I have to get his word. So I have fasted from watching any sports. Amen, family? This is what I'm saying, though. We should all be excited about Jesus, excited about him. I don't care if you're in a valley, if you're in a trial, you're going through some tribulation, you have to be excited about him and just trusting him. In him, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, my God. I had to learn that. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. In a family, I say, in the world and not of the world. My God. God, in the word of God, all life principles, all the principles we need. I tell you, for money, marriage, and children, even raising your children. He teaches you how to be kind, humility. He teaches you how to love more. Love yourself so as you love your neighbors as you love yourself. It teaches you how to love yourself. And it teaches you family. It just teaches you how to forgive. Forgive others. Some people are struggle with unforgiveness. My God. You don't forgive others, the Heavenly Father won't forgive you. I had to recite that verse over and over. But I thank God. I thank God for his word. Amen, family. I can go on and on of what his word does. Amen, family. But some of us, we choose to waste our time. Some of us, we like to just read worthless, I call them worthless, crappy magazines, Inquirers, celebrity gossip. You can't even go to a market or somewhere. You go to check online, they got all this stuff at the time. And I was saying to myself one day, just standing in the line, why couldn't they have no Bible over there? I could put some of my ministry information over there. Because I tell you, some of the schools and everywhere are trying to take the word of God out, but we have to be the mouthpieces. Amen, family? I tell you, they should have that at the side of the store. Glory be to God. Proverbs 4:20-27 tells us, it reads, my son, I tell you, give attention to my word. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, and for they are the life to them who find them, and the health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of this spring, it tells you, the issues of life. My God, put away a deceitful mouth and put oh my gosh, here it goes, and put perverse lips from far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet and let your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Family, I just read again, that was Proverbs 4:20-27. That's his word. His word is something we have to dissect word for word because it's so much in there. And sometimes we just have to spend a lot of time on one verse to get what God is speaking to us, what he's speaking to our hearts. Amen, family? I tell you, it's teaching us how his words in that there, it teaches us how to guard our ear gate and our eye gate. You can't sit up and watch a program using profanity, killing, or listening to music with perverse words and not expect to receive some remnants of that deposited into you. That's why he said to guard the ear gates and eye gates. I tell you, I know some people that have been in ministry that have told me they don't even watch TV. And I thought, I said, that's like Amish lifestyle. Sometimes we might have to take on an Amish lifestyle, fasting. Fasting, strengthening us. Amen, family, cleansing us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, every now and then that would be good. Because when you look at TV, on TV shows, they're premiering a lot of TV shows. They're throwing vampires out there. They're throwing out werewolves, Harry Potter, witchcraft, demonic spirits, and music and videos. They're promoting homosexuality. They're promoting sexual impurity. They're promoting violence, destruction. And I tell you, some are even mocking God in them. I tell you, people are speaking his name when they are upset. And I tell you, there's trillions of words in the universe they can choose. I always have to say, if I hear, don't do it, I'll put God in this. God does not belong there. Ooh. But then I have to pray because these are people, he said, go and make disciples. These are people that don't know God and they don't know the word of God. Amen, family. So we have a lot of work to do. And family, this is what I'm saying. When we subject ourselves, we can subject ourselves to these things. It can make us vulnerable to live in the spirit. I tell you, no. God has a plan. He has a plan for all of us. But we'll never know his plan until we seek it. Yes, in the world and not out of the world. He rescued us. He rescued us when we was in dark. I know in my life I was walking around in dark, and I didn't know the light was with Jesus. But he rescued us when we were in darkness. Not just to get us in darkness, he rescued us to light up our steps, to light up our steps so we can go out and bring others out of darkness. We don't want nobody to live in darkness. Amen, family. I tell you. We are to conform to God's will. Yes. Yes. Our flesh and spirit battle. I know. When I feel my flesh, I have to just pray. I have to get in here to myself and just pray to stay in the spirit. Amen, family. First John with me and 2:15. It says, this is what it tells us. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Worldly things, craving, lust, pride, and fleshliness. My God. Then also, family, Joshua 24:15. It tells us, choose who you're going to serve. Who you going to serve? My God. Matthew. I'm just paraphrasing that one in Joshua. But Matthew 6:24 tells us, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, money. I tell you. I remember back in the days, and we all probably remember the old days made that song, For the Love of Money. If you play that back and you really listen to that, there was a message in there. But if you're not into the Word of God, you might have missed that message. Because it says, For the love of money can do bad things. And it says, people will rob and steal for the love of money. I'm telling you. And it says, some people will lose their minds. Lose their minds for the love of money. I tell you, family. But we have to just make sure that we are sold off for the Lord. Amen, family. I tell you, I was thinking about that when I was just so saying, my gosh, you know, when that verse there on can't love God and money, and that popped up in my song. People will lose their minds for the love of money. My God, I tell you, family. We all like nice things, and we trust that the Lord, he's going to provide the means to supply us with all our needs. Amen, family. But when our minds are just stayed on money, I tell you, money don't let fool you. Trust in the Lord, love God, he will provide. He provides the jobs, he provides the clothes, he provides the food on the table. Amen, family. God, when you trust in him, hallelujah, he will never leave you, forsake you. He's not slacking his promises. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But his timing is not your timing. Your time is not his. My God, he has taught me to be patient. Amen, family. Oh, this is why, family, I say we got to be careful. We got to be careful of secular music. Sometimes we turn on the thing. Everything we turn on, we think it's good, got a good beat, but we got to check who's the artist, who we're following, who we listen to. We got to be watchful. I tell you, we got to do some research. Google is free. Google it, find out, look up the lyrics. Sometimes, this is what Pastor E, he teaches on this too, the senses. Sometimes we got to guard our eyes and ear gates. And sometimes everything sounds good. And it may not be good. Sometimes the beat sounds good, but you don't even know what the words are. So you got to look it up, because I'm going to tell you, is the world not of the world? There's so many things of the world going on. You don't know what you're listening to. You don't know what you're putting your eyes on. Amen, family? Pastor Ian had to connect with him, because he got to teach on them senses and five senses. Look good. Just because she look good, or just because she look good, don't mean she good. Amen. Smell good. Just because smell good, don't mean it's good. Those senses. Oh my gosh. Ooh, glory be to God, family. I tell you, because some of these artists out here, they're passing through some demonic spirits. And if you're listening to them, believe me, if you don't have that power within you to rebuke it, it's going all into your spirit. Amen, family. Family, I'm going to close with this scripture here. James 4:4. It says, adulteress and adulteress. Adulterers and adulteress. Do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever wants to be, it says, a friend of the world makes himself an enemy to God. Glory be to God. That's something that we can read word for word and dissect it. When you want to be a friend of the world, that makes you an enemy of God. Amen. Family, that is my session of What's the Word with Minister Terry. I'm just saying, I hope everyone has been blessed by this word, and we are blessed to deny ourselves in the ways of the world. Amen. And walk in the light. I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor Everett Hamilton, at this time. My brother, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Here we come. God bless you.
You take your time. The Lord put that in my spirit.
In multitasking, but awesome word. We want to take the opportunity. open the lines up tonight. You want to give a shout out to Minister Terry. Come on in to Women Speak Now and talk about what's the word. I want to just congratulate you for your growth and your commitment to your study and to your craft and to your calling. That God
I'm
is
going higher. Glory to God. I'm going higher. Amen. I'm going higher. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you want to give a shout out, come on, get in. I'll throw you under the bus tonight, but no, we're not going to. I want to let everybody know is back up. Not sure where the problems are coming in. I know different couriers are the ones that's blocking all the 319 numbers. On the other line, which I have both lines connected right now, you had to go call four or five times to get through from a busy signal. So we want to kind of redirect everybody back over to Blog Talk. We will keep the secondary number going. And we'll keep that flowing. But if you're having that difficulties, I think it's a $3 charge per month to get the conference call numbers on there. I don't know if it's worth it to you. We do provide this service free. So I think it will be a good investment if you did get that that service for the 319 conference calls on your service. $3 a month, amen, that you could be able to get all these broadcasts. Now, I love Blog Talk because we do have the internet. I noticed tonight we have about 35 people online. We're going to be opening up the chat line starting next week. So someone will be on that chat screen ready to interact with those online listeners, which you guys have been awesome in following us. I tell you, I get so many messages of someone just hitting their computer and laying back on the couch and listening through the online app and not interacting, but actually participating. So God bless everybody. We're excited for everything that God is doing in this season. We're looking forward to everybody going to that next level with us. We've got a couple of announcements. Don't hang up. Minister Rosalind, good evening. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. When? Now.
Now. Good evening. Good evening, Pastor E. And good evening to all of the Now Network family. And good evening to my beautiful sister, Minister Terry. Now, yes. Pastor, you don't have to ever throw me under the bus.
Hallelujah.
Okay, now I did hear that you thought I was on, or sis was on my phone the other night, but I just wanted to let you know that wasn't us, because I heard you called my name. And,
okay, amen.
You know,
amen.
If you ever call me,
I heard
you ever
the
call
replay.
Me, you know I'm coming.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord.
You guys will make it tomorrow. I wish it was. I know you got to work, and I know Minister Terry is babysitting, but we're going to definitely get that link for you guys to watch it online and be a part on Zoom at later time. So we want to talk to all of our covenant partners on trying to make that happen. But God bless you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in.
God bless you. God bless you. I just want to say awesome words, sis, as usual. You always bring the word, and you always bring it right on time. And I heard you give quite a few of scriptures and verses. Like you said, there's one verse, hey, somebody got some verses tonight, and hey, they apply to you. And I heard quite a few that I need to go ahead and start researching before the night's over. Okay.
Hallelujah.
So God bless you.
Amen.
Sis. Keep doing your thing and keep letting God lead you and guide you, because he definitely is elevating you, and I see your growth all the time. And thank God for Pastor E and the Now Network
to
allow you this platform. And we love you all.
Yes.
We love all the covenant partners as well. Okay.
Amen. Bless you. We love you too and your support.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
The things you do behind the scenes, we appreciate you, sis. And God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Anybody else? Come on, we're about to shut it down. But before we do that, you have an opportunity to come on board. Dial one right now. We'll bring you into the conversation. Pastor Valoris Brooks, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening, family. How are you guys doing this evening? Minister Terry, awesome word on this evening.
Good evening, Pastor Ree. Love you. Amen.
Love you too. Love you too. I'm always in listening silently, but I said I definitely wanted to dial one because the part that I heard, it was something that I needed to hear. So I thank God for all the people that do come on, including yourself. It's always relevant and always know, even if it was just for one person, that one person needed, and now they're finna take that to another level in their life and their relationship with God. So thank you so much for that word. Man of God, Pastor E, you're doing great things, sir. I pray for you today. I saw your picture came across my Facebook, and I just said a quick prayer. I said, God, what he spoke, I see the manifestation of it. So I'm so proud of you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. Bless you.
Yes, Lord. Thank
Spirit
you.
And
Love
truth,
it.
It's time for some fresh fire in the summer. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
I'm looking at August. I wanted to get in contact with you, so we'll definitely talk offline because I'm looking at August to get you guys together and let's get that going. So Milwaukee needs y'all. We need
Amen.
We need
Amen.
We need that,
praise
we need
the Lord.
That fire
forward.
Before it gets cold.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah, so it can just stay lit. Amen. Bless you.
Bless
Come
you.
On, anybody else have a comment, question? Somebody out there may need prayer, and then maybe that one person don't even know why you're here tonight, don't know how you got on this broadcast, but you are here, and now you've heard some encouraging things to let you know that it's not over, that you don't have to end it, that you don't have to shut down, but you can trust in the Lord today to know he is faithful, he is just, and he will forgive you when you confess and repent. Amen. We have a green room. If you need to talk, we will talk with you. One of our counselors, one of our ministers will be available for you. Anybody else that would like to shout out, ask for prayer, this is the time. Mr. Terry, God bless you. Thank you so much. We want to invite everybody to be a part of Mind Reconstruction Institute. Session 2 is tomorrow night. If you missed session 1, it's okay. We have a video that you can catch up, but tomorrow I'll do a recap. I believe you'll get right in line with now. So if you can't be here at the Now Network studio, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, California, 90805, you can join by registering at lifelinetnt.org. Click on the Mind Reconstruction flyer and you'll see the registration there. The registration is $45 for the 3 classes, but there is a 2020 Now button. And you only hear that from me. If you click that, it will give you a discount on that also, where you can either look at it on Zoom from across the country or be live here at the studio hand in hand with me as we go through this awesome teaching and this awesome structure. God is doing great things. Now, the most important thing about this is just not to get people to come and listen, but we're trying to train trainers that will become mind reconstruction ministers and workers that will do the same things that we're instituting out across this land and across this world. We really need to work on the mind. It starts with me. The change I want to see first begins in me. And so I'm going to start here and then challenge you to start on you. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here, Minister Terry. God bless you. It was awesome. As always, I will be falling to sleep and resting on the replay tonight. I am thankful.
Glory be to God.
Please don't hang up. Amen. Please don't hang up after the prayer. I'm going to be debuting a song tonight. It's called I Want to Serve You. This is by one of my sons in the ministry, UConn. Okay. And I'm actually doing the hook on this track. Check it out. Give me your input.
Amen.
Let us know how we did.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Father. I thank you from the bottom of our heart, Father, for using me as a vessel tonight just to share a word that was in my heart that you had put in my spirit. Father, I pray that it hasn't fell on deaf ears. And Father, if one was changed, I say thank you, Lord. Father, I pray and I thank you, Father, for the listeners that were on board tonight. I thank you, Father, for Pastor E. I thank you for my sister Rossum. I thank you, Pastor V, for confirmation that the word it was received. Father, I pray just that we all be humble in our hearts. Father, I pray that we love more. We have the love of Jesus, Father, wherever we go. We share your son, Father. We share Jesus, Father. We seek more of Jesus, Father. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I petition my prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' almighty name. Amen. Bless you all, Father.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
Everything
I can do this
that
for
I
myself.
Can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign, Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you. Father, I love you. I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody went in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High out here on drugs and wilding out. So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.